That's what they're asking.
No. I that's a heck of a question, but wow. But I would say that I would say no, because it's a goal in regulation. But he's not in the net.
He wouldn't get a goals against on that, right? He wouldn't get a.
That's a good question. If he'd get a shutout, it'd be a shutout with an asterisk or something by it. Wow, I don't even know who to ask that question of. That's boy, oh boy, oh boy. You might have to Google that one to see, but you know, obviously, like right away, I'd say no, I wouldn't get a shutout because you've given up a goal, but he's not in the net. You know, when empty net goals are scored, doesn't reflect in your goals against average because you're actually not in the net, but it goes on your team stats. So
I'd say I would think that you're right. I don't know the answer either. I would say you're right. There does not get credit for a shutout, but it's a zero goals against.
Well, Dirk's going to do some research and find out.
I'm sure we'll have.
You know what? I'm going to put that to our team. I ask our teams a lot of different questions. Like yesterday, I gave Heenan and Les Bronze a homework assignment. I do this quite a bit on different subjects. So I want the history of the McNaughton Cup. So Heenan and Les Bronze, if you're listening out there, just a reminder that homework assignment's due today before practice. So, but yeah, so that might be one I give to our goaltenders just to see if they can figure that out.
We have more questions, and we'll have those questions right after this on the Mel Pearson Show.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu. Several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Habanero's Margarita Monday through Saturday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, including other great drink specials, along with $1 off your favorite appetizers, along with their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Don't forget to celebrate your birthday at Habanero's with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for details. Everything is 25 to 50% off at the Dress for Success Business Apparel Sale, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. Take 20 to 50% off men's suits, tuxes, sport coats, wool coats, winter jackets, slacks, shoes, socks, belts, dress shirts, and ties, plus women's blouses, slacks, sweaters, and blazers. Tailoring is also available, so come on in and let the Dress for Success shop fit you perfectly. Located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, open 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, noon till 4. The public always welcome. Sale ends February 20th.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
All right, running out of time, and we've got a bunch of questions to get in here, so let's go. Next question, Coach. How often does the coaching staff contact the recruits, and is it weekly, or do they so they don't lose them, it says?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing in recruiting. It seems like a lot of these young men are 2 years, maybe 3 years out from coming here. Excuse me. So you have to continue to recruit them. You know, some want more attention than others, and some don't care if you. It's a month, you know, between contacts. But we try to do it at least a couple times a month. I wouldn't say weekly, but maybe every couple of weeks you touch base, see how they're doing. You know, talk to them, whether you shoot them a text, whatnot. So it's become much easier because the rules are more lenient. The NCAA rules are more lenient. We used to have, you know, once a week contact. You can only do it once a week, and sometimes that's good and bad. But like I said, it varies. It varies. And if we're ever at a game, obviously we always go see them or try and touch base with them. If they're seniors, you know, you got to watch all the rules when they're sophomores and juniors, et cetera. But no, it's good being on the road. And like I said, this weekend, I couldn't believe how many Tech people I ran into. This went to the hockey game on Thursday night. There's Tech people there. Went to a couple games this weekend. Tech people there. It's amazing. They'll come and talk to you, and it's fabulous because they're everywhere. So, and that's, I think, you know, it goes to show you the reach of Michigan Tech hockey and the people involved and how involved they are. So it's great.
How much can you insulate your players away from the results of other games? Do you worry about them? Is there a benefit or a is it a benefit for them knowing what's going on in other WCHA games and stuff?
Well, I don't know if there is or there isn't. We don't talk about that a lot because that's one of those things you can't control. Obviously, we touched base a little bit yesterday about where we are. If I do it, I do it early in the week just to give them an idea. But they all know. I mean, they all know. Like I asked a question yesterday, you know, where are we in the standings? And they all know that. So I mean, we mentioned that the doors opened up a little bit and for us, and we had some good results this weekend. But it's really all about us and the focus on our games. And our team's been really good at that and not worrying about the outside games because you have no control in that. All we can control is playing our game. And you know, we got a little bit of help this weekend, so but now we have to help ourselves. So it's all about, you know, the next opponent. I give our players a lot of credit. You know, I mean, they've been rock solid here the second half for the most part. You know, everybody talked about, well, we're going to have letdown against Lake State. No, we played hard. We played well. We generate a lot of scoring opportunities against a tough defensive team. And I expect the same thing this weekend. Our guys will be dialed in. They'll be ready to play. Will we win? You can't guarantee that. But I know they'll be ready to play like they have each and every game this year.
Next question for Coach. With numerous ties in the WCHA this year, do you think the WCHA would institute a three-point system like the NHL has to create incentive to win in overtime?
Well, you know, when you watch the overtime games, teams are playing to win. I mean, if anybody saw that Ferris game earlier in the year where did we win that game in overtime? We did. Yeah, I mean, they had a great chance. We go down, great chance. So I don't think so. I mean, I don't think you'll find teams playing a whole lot different than they are now to get that extra point. But having said that, I think the teams are so tight. There's so much parity that I don't know if giving out these additional points is really the way to go. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I think it is what it is. I mean, the teams are that close. You know, give them a tie and move on and, you know, play the next game. I mean, our league's so exciting. As much as we don't have the shootouts or the extra points, hey, our league is right down to the end. I mean, you can see it. You can hear everybody talking about it. I mean, there's a buzz in all the communities about home ice. Like even Lake State has a buzz. Even Huntsville, I'm reading about them, you know, having the ties. Now they get a chance to, you know, closer to making the playoffs. I mean, there's a buzz everywhere. There's something to talk about, which is good, instead of just waiting to, you know, for the postseason to start. So I like the way it is in our league. I really do.
It looks like from the responses that we're getting is the goaltender does not get a shutout, even if the goal is not a goal.
Well, that was my answer right away, wasn't it, Dirk?
Exactly, yeah. You had it right away.
So,
yeah.
But not that that's the right answer. I had to think about that. I was just going on what I thought. But, no, that's good. And we have such an intelligent, you know, hockey listening community out there, so it's good to know that they have my back.
All right, Coach. Well, hey, big weekend at Bemidji. I'm guessing early Thursday morning you guys heading out there, or what's the travel plan?
We don't go partway Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, this time of year we always do that. You know, we go for all-day class, get our classes in and whatnot, and make sure we go partway. That way it just breaks up the trip, especially this time of year. It's been a long year. You know, we've been going since September,
a lot of travel this year.
September 15th. Our season when we started on the ice roughly with our players. So a lot of travel. We've been all over the place, you know, Arizona, Alaska, you know, downstate, you know, Huntsville, you know, so we've been all over the place. So this time of year, that's why it's so important, like I said, have a couple days off, make sure you're rested physically, mentally, ready for the grind. We hope we have another few weeks. You know, I told our team, all we're guaranteed is right now 8 games. That's all we have. We're guaranteed 8 games. Anything more than that's the gravy. Then, you know, then you get to the final five, and then hopefully you get in the tournament. So we're not looking that many weeks left. You know, really, you got 4 weeks, final five's 5 weeks, regional 6, tournament 7. So you're basically down to 7 weeks, so which isn't a lot. It seems like we're going to start in September. We can handle that. But anyway, we got some work to do this weekend. Like I said, we're looking forward to having a couple good days of practice and getting on the road and playing again. We can't wait to play on Friday against Bemidji. So it's going to be another hard-fought weekend, but a big weekend for us.
It is a huge weekend, and you can hear it all here on Mix 93. We'll have the broadcast on Friday night starting at 8 o'clock sharp and bring you up to game time at 8:37. Saturday night, half hour earlier, 8:07, drop of the puck. We'll be on the air at 7:30 here on Mix 93. Broadcasting.